To John Reynolds, 17th and 18th of April, 1817, Carisbrook, Isle of Wight. My dear Reynolds, ever since I wrote to my brothers from Southampton, I have been in a taking, and at this moment I am about to become settled, for I have unpacked my books, put them into a snug corner, pinned up Haydon, Mary Queen of Scots, and Milton with his daughters in a row. In the passage I found a head of Shakespeare which I had not before seen. It is most likely the same that George spoke so well of, for I like it extremely. Well, this head I have hung over my books, just above the three in a row, having first discarded a French ambassador. Now this alone is a good morning's work. Yesterday I went to Shanklin, which occasioned a great debate in my mind whether I should live there or at Carisbrook. Shanklin is a most beautiful place. Sloping wood and meadow ground reaches round the chine, which is a cleft between the cliffs of the depth of nearly 300 feet at least. This cleft is filled with trees and bushes in the narrow part, and as it widens it becomes bare, if it were not for primroses on one side, which spread to the very verge of the sea, and some fishermen's huts on the other, perched midway in the balustrades of beautiful green hedges along their steps down to the sands. But the sea, Jack, the sea. The little waterfall, then the white cliff, then St. Catherine's Hill, the sheep in the meadows, the cows in the corn. Then why are you at Carisbrook, say you? Because in the first place I should be at twice the expense and three times the inconvenience. Next, that from here I can see your continent. From a little hill close by, the whole north angle of the Isle of Wight, with the water between us. In the third place, I see Carisbrook Castle from my window, and have found several delightful wood alleys and copses and quick freshes. As for primroses, the island ought to be called Primrose Island, that is, if the nation of cowslips agree thereto, of which there are diverse clans just beginning to lift up their eyes. Another reason of my fixing is that I am more in reach of the places around me. I intend to walk over the island east, west, north, south. I have not seen many specimens of ruins. I don't think, however, I shall ever see one to surpass Carisbrook Castle. The trench is o'ergrown with the smoothest turf, and the walls with ivy. The keep within sight is one bower of ivy. A colony of jackdaws have been there many years. I dare say I've seen many a descendant of some old core who peeped through the bars at Charles I when he was there in confinement. On the road from Cowes to Newport, I saw some extensive barracks, which disgusted me extremely with government for placing such a nest of debauchery in so beautiful a place. I asked a man on the coach about this, and he said that the people had been spoiled. In the room where I slept at Newport, I found this on the window: "O Isle, spoilt by the military." I must in honesty, however, confess that I did not feel very sorry at the idea of the women being a little profligate. The wind is in a sulky fit, and I feel that it would be no bad thing to be the favourite of some fairy who would give one the power of seeing how our friends got on at a distance. I should like, of all loves, a sketch of you and Tom and George in ink, which Haydon will do if you tell him how I want them. From want of regular rest, I have been rather nervous, and the passage in Lear, "Do you not hear the sea?" has haunted me intensely.